Part 12, Canto 10, Chapter 44. Text
14. दृग्भिः पिबन् तनुसवाभिनवन् दुरापम् एकान्तधाम जसः श्रिय ऐश्वरस्य
गोप्या तपा किं चरन् ओ माय डियर सखीज व्हाट ग्रेट सुकृतीज डिड द गोपीज परफॉर्म
उनका जन्म ब्रजभूमि
दैट दे टुक देयर बर्थ इन ब्रजभूमि And we have taken our birth in such a town, such a place, that we are not able to see Krishna. Finally, when we did get to see him, get the chance to see him, we got to see him at such a in such circumstance where this person, this man, is not happy here, and he is in so much difficulties. What tapasya did gopis do that they got to see Krishna asamordva, that they got to see, they were constantly seeing Lavanya Sar Shri Vigraha, the form, the Asam Urdhvam and Lavanya Sar, words used in this text, means the essence, Lavanya Sar means the essence of loveliness, and Asam Urdhvam means not parallel, or surpassed. So they were constantly seeing this essence of his loveliness, which was unparalleled. What all tapasyas, austerities did these gopis perform? His beauty is asam urdhvam. Sam means leveled, and asam means urdhvam means high, and Asam means not as much, no comparison. So no one is as beautiful as Krishna, and no one is more beautiful than Krishna. No one is equal to his beauty, then what to speak of being urdhvam than him. Asam urdh, lavanya sar. Sar is the essence. See, the Lord Krishna's form is the sar of lavanya, sar of beauty, of loveliness. And he uses the word ananya siddham, na anya siddham. Siddham means perfect. Siddha means perfect. So he is his beauty is so perfect that his beauty is not perfected by anything else, not any ornament or not any ornament. It is perfect on its own. His beauty is perfect on its own. He does not need ornaments to make him beautiful. He does not need ornaments to make him perfectly beautiful. His beauty is self-perfect. And the humans, people in general, they have to use some makeup, some beautiful cloth, some ornaments to make themselves a little beautiful. And the Lord is Ananya Siddh. His beauty is his own, not by any other ornament or means. When Mother Yashoda used to put ornaments on Krishna's body, the ornaments would start to look more beautiful when they were put on Krishna's body. The beauty that humans get or the demigods get, they get a little later. When a baby is born, he looks not beautiful at all. When newborn baby, he looks just like a little bug or a worm. He has no beauty at that time, and no intelligence, no knowledge. Neither he is able to sit up or speak.
जरा उससे पूछिए कि कौन दिन है आज तुम जन्म लिए। आगे चल करके तो भारी प्रोफेसर है।
इफ यू आस्क हिम व्हेन ही इज सून एज ही इज बोर्न व्हाट डे इज इट टुडे व्हाट इज योर डेट ऑफ बर्थ he is not able to say anything or understand anything. Later on, he becomes a big scholar and professor, etc. Or this minister or... So when, what happened? And how you were when you were born? Some other person picks him up. Even the mother that gives birth to the child, she is not able to pick him up. She herself is a little unconscious because of the pains of birth. And that baby slowly he grows up, becomes a child and a man, and then he becomes very proud of I am this and I am that. And this beauty that he has, it is not even his own beauty. This is the beauty of the material nature and Prakriti. And Prakriti will in the end take it away from him. Very soon Prakriti will make his body old, and all this black hair will become white. There will be wrinkles, and even that will not last very long. In the end, either he will end up on a funeral pyre or inside a coffin. This is the beauty of the material world. This is called Parasiddha, means it's been given by somebody or something else. And Krishna is Ananya Siddha.
यह पर सिद्ध है, मतलब दूसरे के द्वारा दिया गया है, प्रकृति के द्वारा दिया गया है, और यह तो विकृतो विनश्यति काल द्वारा शरीर पैदा
किया। इट इज दिस बॉडी इज गिवन बाय काल द टाइम फैक्टर इटसेल्फ एंड देन बाय द प्रोसेस ऑफ काल it will grow and grow older and in the end finish. Before us also there were so many people, they have come and gone, but that set is gone. Now we are the new set and we will also go, and after us there is the fresh another set. So in this way it goes on. And while this is going on, people think they're very beautiful and this and that, but this doesn't last very long at all. First of all, there is not much beauty, and even if there is, for a very short few years, and then it starts to go away. But the Lord's beauty is Ananya, Ananya Siddham. Mathura's women are saying, almost constantly the Vraj gopis with their eyes at least 3 times a day they will drink the nectar of his beauty. Pibanti anusava means they drink with their eyes. Means that in Braj there is no restriction on these gopis to get darshan of Krishna. Although in their homes and families they were restricted, but they would easily 2-3 times a day get darshan of Krishna when they would go out to bring cow dung or water from the well, or they go out with their pots of milk and butter. They would be able to see Krishna at least few times a day, very freely. Krishna playing and running around in the forest, having his fun. This form of the Lord is the Ekant Dham, the only abode of Shriya, the goddess of fortune. This form of the Lord that we are seeing is the abode of Lakshmi Devi. I do not have time here to go through it in so much detail as it needs to. I am going ahead, but actually in association of devotees, these 4 shlokas that the gopis are speaking can be spoken. Usually usually these four shlokas are, it takes 4 days to describe these four shlokas, this description that the gopis are speaking in these shlokas. But because we have to finish this this chapter of killing of Kamsa, we have to in what time we have to free Devaki and Vasudev from the prison house. In for this reason, I'm having to rush through these verses today. At least Kamsa should be killed today.
क्षण मार्जनाद गायन्ति चैनमनुरक्त धियो श्रुकंठ्यो धन्या ब्रज स्त्रिय गुरु क्रम चित्तयान धन्य है ब्रज.
दिस विमेन ऑफ मथुरा, दे आर सेइंग ग्लोरियस आर दिस विमेन ऑफ ब्रज द गोपीज. एक्चुअली ऑल द ब्रजवासीज आर ग्लोरियस, but specially these gopis. But among the Vrajvasis, the mukut mani, the jewel of all crest jewels of all the Vrajvasis are the gopis. Here urukram chittayana, in whose heart urukram is always sitting, this lila vilasi bhagwan are always dancing on their hearts. In other words, the gopijans, their hearts are always overflowing with these pastimes of the Lord that he is always performing in Braja. He says, Sukadev Goswami, that the women are saying, Ya dohane ava hanane. They will always be, while they're milking the cows or while they're churning the butter, Gayanti, they're always singing the glories of Krishna. In Vrindavan, there was Vanmali Shastri, one devotee. His name was Vanmali. And he used to speak in Sanskrit. And not just he used to speak in Sanskrit, he used to speak in Sanskrit poetry. One time, Dr. Radhakrishnan, he was the president of India, this Vanmali Shastri was told to do a speech of welcome for the president. So this Vanmali Shastri, to welcome the president, he did not prepare anything in advance. He just stood there on the mic and he just started welcoming the president in poetry form in Sanskrit, very beautifully. Even in this material world, there are people like this that sing, that can, instead of speaking the glories, they can sing the glories. In the spiritual world, everybody speaks in poetry. Everybody sings in poetry. So the